Hello, 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 and welcome to Down and Dirty with Idaho Poe and Vivacious Vic. And we were just having a chuckle before we got on the air. Happy Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. And hey, Vic, you got anything to say? It was cracking up over here.
Well, we've had a very joyous day right up until now, and I know it's only going to get better because we have one of Bo and I's most favorite people that we want to introduce to the greater whole, because he has so much wisdom, such a beautiful urban yard that he has completely permacultured and defies many different rules and regulations, like good stewards of the earth will when you live in a city. And we just want to introduce Matt Denning to everybody.
Oh, thank you, Vicky. You're my favorite humans too. I love what you guys do with your, what I learned initially when I was starting to get on this path of gardening and resiliency, being in your backyard and learning your hard-earned wisdom over your years. I'm really grateful for what you guys are up to with your show and bringing this gardening wisdom to the people. It's really beautiful, really needed. Yeah, thank you both, and thanks for asking me to be part of this. I'm honored and flattered and grateful to be here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We were blessed with the tour of Matt's property yesterday, and I've been there many times. Beau's been there many times over the course of probably 10 to 12 years, and the changes that have taken place in that short amount of time are astronomical. And that's some of the things that we want to touch on today, with Matt being able to share how he as an individual internally in his spirit got transformed from a military background, part of it anyway, into a horticulturist, permaculturist, eco-village creator. And so we're just asking him to go forward, and we're going to give a call-in number here for people who may want to call in with questions, experiences, feedback, whatever. And then we're going to let Matt talk.
So you can call to ask Matt any question on anything that he touches on, or maybe perhaps we've had two shows before this, if you have any questions on that. And the call-in numbers are 888-627-6008 or 323-744-4831. Again, it's 888-627-6008 or 323-744-4813. Okay, Matt, would you like to give us
4831.
Oh, sorry about that. 4831. Dyslexia. Matt, would you like to give us a quick synopsis on what you've created and how you got there?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's been a labor of love over the course of the last, I started having a great awakening back in like 2012 timeframe. I watched a wild rabbit hole of a ride documentary called Zeitgeist. And this, after me being in the military for 12 years, being in Iraq for a tour back in 05, and it is just seeing, and a lot of other layers of seeing, like consumption on the levels that I have working at a mega giant retail outlet that just watching baskets and baskets of stuff going out the door, stuff going down the trash bin that just make me great inside. And so the wastefulness, the consumption, me awakening to me being a pawn in this big military industrial complex scheme that I don't buy into. I ran away from myself and what I was up to with my blessed moments to be alive. And it's all good. I mean, it was like a hard road of awakening and like an LSD trip at a rainbow gathering made my mind pop too, with talking to people that choose to be homeless and broke out of the matrix in the ways that they have, with these beautiful minds and glorious hearts, and how they're really connected as a human family and versus the illusion of what I thought reality was. So my lid got popped off pretty wildly in a lot of different ways, and where I saw the corruption of government, both local and bigger picture, big agriculture, big pharma, our healthcare system, like all of it is just not for us people. And so I started on this path of being a veteran for global love, peace, and sanity. And it evolved into where I dubbed myself a simple solution freedom seeker.
I like
And
that. That's nice.
yeah, it's been this evolution of my space where I've opened it up to a lot of different walks of life over the course of the years, and homelessness that has their bags of addictions and mental psychological trauma, and me not ha and being just a naive, caring human, opening up my space and doors with my young kids at these at certain stages, and having to go through some tumultuous moments and kicking people out and trying to find harmony in creating an intentional community while helping the community, creating resilient food forest stuffs as a collective has been quite the journey, quite the process, and it's taught me a lot along the way, and both just how humans operate, human nature, like my blind spots of how I see the world and how I think other people's hearts and minds operate on similar fashion that mine do, and being disappointed over and over in time, and also really beautiful, glorious friendships that have been established while doing this too. It hasn't all been tough, but when you're living together, really close knit, everybody's shadows eventually come out, and trying to deal with things like the plandemic and stuff, how the psychological operations on us all was so thick and divisive, and living in community in the same home with such differing opinions and truths, it's been a wild ride.
I bet. Yeah, I bet.
Yeah,
Well,
so and doing the Eco Village Boise Eco Village project, Once Upon a Time, where I met you ladies, and I
yeah.
dedicated like 3 years of my life as I was that was my job, and it was just all volunteerism and helping that main endeavor, and then helping other people individually along the path of trying to get their home gardens dialed in, started sprinkler system, irrigation systems, like, oh, you name it. I was like burning candles from both ends, trying to save the world. And I learned a lot about what saving the world looks like and what it is not. And I'm grateful to arrive at a space now where I don't have such a sense of urgency about it all. Like, Mama Earth is going to be fine once us humans stop like doing what we do to her. She'll recover, but we may not. We are in a collective awakening that is really beautiful to witness, and it is painfully slow at times to watch our collective awakening come to fruition. But I don't think it's too late. I think that, aside from the World Economic Forum and the CDC and all these huge entities that are trying to, this globalist agenda that are trying to manipulate with smart cities and mass surveillance and bioengineered weathers and all of the things that are up, that they're my impetus for why I do what I do. This is my revolution and my rebellion against a system that can control violence. Like us being angry at the system and yelling on the steps of a capital at, the inhumane just injustices that are occurring across the globe in all reality, and never any traction towards anything that is of value that is changing. And for us humans, there nobody's here to save us. Nobody's coming to save us. It's up to us to do these things as individuals and ripple effect as communities, and even in our own homes, creating intentional communities, finding our own little pocket tribes, and then growing our neighborhoods into these resilient little networks of barter, trade, play, be
Exactly.
kind, all the goodness. Yeah. So
So speaking of all of that, like Dick said, we were over at your place yesterday, which is more than just a house. It's I call it a permaculture mecca. It is absolutely amazing. And you invited us over for a fantastic breakfast. Not only is Matt an amazing builder and gardener and permaculturist, he's a really good cook too. But I was wondering if you could share with everybody some of what you've done on your home. It's actually in an urban setting. It's just a regular lot, as far as I know. I don't think it's any bigger. And you've created all these different zones, and it is just something that is so amazing. I mean, when you pull up in front, you have a hoop house with it is just amazing. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about what you've built, literally, as far as buildings go, and just all the grounds, your chickens, your vermiculture, all of the things you've done with rainwater catchment and gray water. Just give us
Absolutely.
a just give us
Yeah.
the 40,000 view. How's that?
Right on. Yeah, it's so the main house I added on, like 1,100 square feet with a military buddy. He, gifted me his time and energy and an energetic exchange, but he helped me frame it up in a couple of weeks, and it took me a year plus to learn how to do the things. I built a shed in the backyard that was 12 by 16 back in early 2000, and about 7 years ago, I converted it into a tiny home with reclaimed, repurposed, salvaged materials, and it's this unique little creature that's now going to be an Airbnb opportunity for some lucky humans to come and hang out and play with us. And then our single car detached garage, like about, oh, probably about a dozen-ish, maybe more years ago, I converted that also into a tiny home. And I like what you were sharing before. I'm a rebel, and I don't pull permits. I don't ask for permission. Like, this is a way of being sovereign where, like, who is anybody else to tell me what is right or wrong on my own space? And fortunately, I haven't had any public officials showing up on my door. I've been threatened a lot by neighbors and other humans saying what I'm doing is, against the law, but I continue to do what I do, and I try not to inflict any harm upon the community or make it like I have caused a little bit of a ripple because of adding more humans to this space. I will have to say that has been a little bit harm, disruptive to the people that have been here. Anyway, there is evolution in me and seeing myself and my ripple effect and trying to be kind and repentative and ask, say, hey, I'm sorry that, share my food, share eggs, share, friendship with everybody around me that is open to it. Yeah, and then I built a greenhouse out of all repurposed materials that has become more of a Zen lounge because of my lack of real solid wisdom of harnessing every, facet of sun, that it just casts a lot of shadow. It's a really neat place that is fun to be in, but it doesn't grow a lot of food because of how I built it. So now it's like the website that I have that you can share at the end. It shares a lot of the I have a lot of the projects that the evolution of this whole what it has become. So if you want to learn about a do-it-yourself outdoor tub that's propane on-demand fired, like you'll find like a really arduous project that you could do it way easier than I did. I have lots of things like a solar hot water heater, solar pop can heater, a lot of ways to even how we can be the change, how to remediate our soil, the vermiculture pile that how it's evolved. And I remember your guys's show that you talked about the last times and talking about how even in the winters, how most of the time red wiggler worms can't survive a winter like ours in Idaho. And but if we create the compost pile where it's generating heat and we're insulating it super heavy and we're feeding it heavy, just like at Vicky's place, she can get her red wigglers to thrive and survive and have all this black gold ready for you in the spring season. And so there's all these neat layers of me learning a hard ways, hard knock life ways that, and not knowing what I'm doing and failing, yet it isn't failure because we're learning and evolving and not quitting. It's just keeping after it. Baby steps, do it, do it, do it.
One thing that I wanted to reflect on from our visit yesterday is we were talking about the fact that you have access to irrigation water. I have access to irrigation water, and to me, that's a game changer. And that was the top. I'd explained that when I was looking for my next property, I had a list of things. At the very top was I wanted irrigation water because of the level of gardening that I have done over my life. And I found this property, the topic came up. Would you be able to have created the Shangri-La, the food production, the chicken runs, the little channels where you've got all of your irrigation water going into all of these different beds and areas and zones? You've got all these different zones in your yard for not so much water needed, and then plants that need a lot of water. You've got two ponds going. So Bo asked you the question, would you be able to have done that on city water?
And before you answer, Matt, maybe not everybody listening knows that Boise, Idaho is actually high desert. So it's not a desert with a big cactus. It's a chaparral desert. So it is extremely dry down here. I'm visiting right now. I live up in northern Idaho. I can tell the difference just in my skin. I'm having to drink a lot more water. So if you could answer that, could you do what you do? I know you do rainwater catchment, but it doesn't rain here a lot. And you also use
No.
gray water, but what about the irrigation?
Yeah, the irrigation definitely is this, oh, goddess send. It's such so precious to have it. Like it wouldn't be what this is, because for me to hyper soak everything really deeply once a week is such a blessing. Because trying to do this on city water where we're paying for every drip, I and my conservative nature inside would be like, eh, and potentially municipality treated waters, I'm not such a, I like to be a purist, but You can't avoid everything, all the chemicals sprayed into the air and our asphalt shingles and every, there's just going to be contaminants and we can't get away from it. It's okay. But as far as what you had touched base on with the rain catchment, in all reality, I've got under each rain spout and I got a lot of roof line and I've really tried to harness it. But in all reality, we get 11 inches on average a year, and that's mostly in the wintertime. So it's it, yeah, and I have to have those emptying themselves, or I'll bust all the valves due to them freezing. And so I don't really get to harness it naturally very much. And once, I got some IBC totes that are close to 300 gallons, and then I double stack the 55 gallon drums, so you get, a little over 100 gallons in some spots. And then I do another neat facet of the rain catchment is if we're clever about trying to harness all of that water and then the overflows where they go feed a pond or feed a garden bed instead of overflowing onto the ground where it isn't really recaptured. Even our reverse osmosis, how that takes a lot of water to purify water. I have actually reported that water out to one of our totes that we can harness that and rewater things too. And then our laundry, we have a gray water system that you guys saw that I have three or four different zones that we can hydrate a different section. And we use soap berries in lieu of detergents. And sometimes we'll use a detergent like a Ecos style one where it's plant-based, plant-derived, and most of the harmful crap is removed from that. And we're trying to harness that resource too and just be really smart. We even have a bucket in our sink that is our compost bucket, and then we rinse our dishes into it. We try to, don't use soap in it, but it also creates another, we're capturing another resource. And it's, as you noticed, as you were mentioning with your other show, how compost piles need to be pretty moist. And so it automatically moisturizes our compost piles by doing it that way. So this mindfulness of how we can tap into our resources and maximize them the best we can. And that's what I keep trying to do. It's simple solution seeking. And I don't know what I'm up to. I'm leaning into the unknown and just experimenting. And I do improvements each springtime. And I get it as dialed as I know how to do with the materials that I have on hand. And sometimes I do have to go buy a part or three to really. I'm like, okay, this has to happen now. And before I would be like, oh, I don't have it. I'm gonna work through it with the things that I have on my hands right now. And it took a lot of extra time and I learned a lot through doing it. And I got really resourceful by doing it that way. So I do compromise a little bit, but try to support the local mom and pop shops the best I can too, like you're
Yes, of
mentioning.
course.
Yeah.
One thing that I was flashing on while you were just talking about that resources and utilizing the space and everything is in the interim when we were getting ready to start the show, Don was talking about he has 2 feet clearance around every side of his house and has planted over 50 trees. And it made me reflect on the little walkway on the north side of your house, which is about that much. And you've got a whole new channel going that you're putting in, a whole new bed structure. And it's so charming to see almost every square inch of your property utilized to its full potential. And it gave me so many ideas and visions of different things that are
Oh,
so
cool.
simple to accomplish in an urban environment.
Yeah, that's so beautiful to reflect on. And the question that I was about to ask Don as he was about to introduce your show was, I am just thrilled to see what that's going to look like. And even 10 years down the road, having that many trees that tightly planted, because he said they were 3 foot spacings. So he's going to have to bonsai the sweet bejesus out of them to make that not just like a
And they're
tangled
all fruit
crazy
trees
mess.
too. I don't
think Vicky mentioned they're all fruit trees, so they're all produce. Just
It's so
like,
wild.
every square inch, Matt, of your house, even in the greenhouse Zen room, which now I think is your abode, you're part of the property, you have a rain gutter like growing
Biofilter.
bed. I don't know, what do you call it?
Well,
You're replenting.
it's an
Yeah.
aquaponics biofilter. And so it's what you're describing to that to your audience is rain gutters that I got at the recyclers, and I converted them into like tray long growing trays, and I filled it with crushed basalt, cl crushed lava rock. And so where the pond, I have a valve that will, I can isolate it or let it flow, and then it pumps the pond water, which we live caught a bunch of bluegill and a couple of trout last season, and I've been keeping my eye out. I haven't seen them yet in the pond, and I'm hoping they survive. I hope they survive,
Fun.
and I might have to go live catch some more. And anyhow, so it pumps their water that they've been doing their little natural endeavors in, and in our the root system, as we know with aquaponics, it sucks it up, it converts it from nitrates to nit or nitrites into nitrates that the plants can absorb, and filter it for them. And then all of the basalt is also a natural filter in and of itself, and then it drops back down into the pond. And so it's a really fun, adding all that mini Wiccione, water is life, to all of these spaces. It's just so fun.
Yes, it's so fascinating. So it's very difficult for somebody listening to the show to even get a glimpse of what your place looks like. It is absolutely amazing. When we were there
Thank you.
yesterday, Vicky took a bunch of pictures, and we might have to come over one more time, Matt, just for some pictures
Love
and
that.
maybe another breakfast,
Absolutely.
and get some more. And I'm going to ask Doug, one of the other
Producers.
lovely producers and owners of BBS, if he will teach us how to put these pictures up on our page, so people can actually understand what it looks like, what you're describing, what it looks like, and what they can start to do in their own space if they live in a city. It is really a wonder. It really is.
Oh, thank you so much. I guess one of the something to talk to that would help people on the process of like where they're starting at ground zero fresh. They got a big lawn out in front, and you guys have talked about sheet mulching and like just building soil. Like my place, there isn't any grass really to speak of, except for around the pond in the back that but it like every square inch of this space, like you share, I try to like make it something that's going to benefit something else. And I'm kind of known as the Boise bench leaf bandit. Like I saw an article, a digital article, I saw a picture of me that some homeowner had taken a shot of me as I'm throwing bags of leaves into the back of my little Pontiac Vibe, and she goes, "Is this guy part of the recycling composting program? What's going on here?" So it's like, oh, so funny. I've added hundreds of bags of leaves to my place to, and it the amount of organic material that we can add to our spaces, and like a caveat or a warning, if people are going to do what I just suggested, maybe talk to the owners of the leaves that you're and whatever is inside those bags, so you're not transplanting things you don't want onto
Exactly.
your
Exactly.
space. Yeah, or
Hey,
compost it
Matt.
before you throw it on there. Yes.
We have a caller. Her
All
name
right, Mom.
is Jen, and she lives right here in Idaho. Don, if you'd like to plug her in, we'd love to talk to her.
Heck yeah.
Are you there, Jen?
I am Satnam, everyone.
Satnam.
Satnam, Jen.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying the show today. Matt,
Oh.
you are just incredible. The frequency and the words that you're putting out right now are really inspiring me.
Oh. Oh, you're sweet.
I live in Payette. I'm a friend of Vic.
Oh, right
That's how
on.
this entangled.
Hi,
Yeah, this that's how this. Yeah, that's me. Yes.
Oh, cool.
Hi, Janice. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to
Hi,
meet you.
Bo. We will meet in person. Anyways, I'm listening to your story, and again, you are a city dweller, and I see what Vic has done at her house. You know, it's just amazing. And hearing what you've created is just wonderful. I have a little bit more space.
Oh, right
So,
on.
as I hear, you know, your ideas, I'm in my head trying to think how I can put this through. Vic, did you want to start off some questions to me? Or I just wanted to thank you for today. This is awesome.
Oh,
Oh, that's
no, thank
wonderful.
you very much. But I have one thing that I learned yesterday that I am immediately going to implement because I've got some chili
Oh,
peppers that need to go in the ground and some tomatoes.
okay.
And I saw Matt in his huge mounded gardens that are just loaded with leaves and then dirt underneath. He has cut the bottom out of gallon-sized pots, which are readily available from every nursery. And he
Right.
plants the plant down in that and has a collar automatically around it, keeps the bugs out, it keeps a lot of the pests from climbing up, slugs,
Oh.
and then it has a protection, and then the roots go right down in, and it's easy channel to water if you have to individually water. So I really appreciated that. And I think, especially us, I have terrible slug problems. I know you've got lots of critters out in Payette in your fields and that come and
Yes,
wreak
yes.
havoc. So that's one thing that I
I haven't.
really appreciated.
You know, as far as controlling them in my little area, I guess the ones that irritate me most are the big ones, like the deer.
Oh,
But
yeah.
as far as the plants, yeah, as far as the plants go, I have pretty much religiously used neem and diatomaceous earth. And, you know, if I get an infestation, I figure it's Mother Nature's cycle and I move on.
Sometimes that's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like your choices are as ethical as you can pull off, the short, like organic in nature and not going to have a hard impact on the things.
One thing I appreciated, and I guess, you know, Bo, you're talking about, you know, we're high desert, and I came from Michigan. In fact, that's where I'm at right now, and it's been raining all day. But it was to make our land, you know, receptive to trees. So one of the things I did is I created a lot of berm around
Oh,
the house.
hold
You know,
on.
so it's kind of like a hugelkultur type concept or anything I could throw in there. So Vic, of course, you've been out there and you can see kind of in my corners, I had these large mounds to kind of control the water flow
Yes.
on the
And
land.
like swales.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, you
So
do.
that was
You've
just
got
something.
it.
Yeah, that's very clever, especially in our climate and what she's referring to as hugelkultur, where you're burying like lots of logs, in a grave of sorts. You dig a trench and avoid woods like black locust, black walnut because of the horrible ant, like competitive chemicals that are allopathic. And then you just bury that and add your composting materials on top of that, and you're going to have one of the most glorious garden beds that is retains moisture and nutrition and just will be explosive for you.
The mycelium that grows on those decomposing wood underneath that is second to none as far as the whole structure of soil and nutrient rich and the decomposition of organic materials that feed and nurture. And so that's another really important part of the Google culture and mulching with different materials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've even
Speaking of,
inoculated my, oh, sorry. I've even inoculated my Hugel culture mound with vermiculture too. So,
okay. Yes.
I
Good.
just wanted to call in. I was kind of like, wow, this is awesome. I wanted to say hi, Matt.
Oh,
I
thank
wanted to
you.
thank you for your words because they're just inspirational. Vicki, I love you. Bo, I will love you.
Wow. Thank you.
Jen, you have the
Okay.
special, you have the special I can't think of the word right now. You're our first caller ever, so
Yeah,
thank
inaugural caller. Yeah, you got a punkin'
you
soul,
so
Jen.
much.
It's really nice to meet you. Thank you so much for your sweet words.
Same here. Same here.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We have another Kelly, another Kelly. We have another caller, Matt. It's
Right
our
on.
friend Kelly from Oregon. Kelly, are you there?
Whoop, whoop, in
Woo!
the
Whoop, whoop.
house. Hi. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
Hello,
Woo-hoo.
hello,
Right on.
hello. How's it going, you guys?
Oh, God, great.
Well,
Having a blast. Thanks for
yeah.
calling. Do you
Yeah,
have any
directly.
questions, my
Yeah.
dear?
I have a question slash suggestion, if I
Right on.
may.
Please do.
So, A plus, way to go, Matt. You're amazing. That is so cool. I would love to just come hang out and not only hang out with you, but hang out and check out your food for us. But for those of us that don't have one, never have, I have no idea how. Have you ever considered making that a project and helping people do just that?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I've tried to create this as community for a really long time, and similarly with the Boise Eco Village project, we are doing workshops aplenty and trying to create opportunities for the community to get involved and have their own personal plot or enjoy the community plots. And I do like living workshops in not only like with growing, but more with building. I'm building a eco village retreat center over in eastern Idaho that I've invited a lot of. Like, I just do this blanket invitation to anybody that wants to come and learn how to do natural building. And it's all out of reclaimed materials. That it's a wild ride, but I'm not a lone wolf. I don't want to be a lone wolf. This is all about the human family and connecting us and empowering us and helping us become radically accountable and responsible for our own well-being and that kind of thing.
Matt,
That is
if I have your
so good.
permission, I will share your project that you shared with me. I have it saved somewhere in my Google Drive. That's
That
your project
I am.
out back east. And I wanted to ask you a question. On your website, homesteadsanctuaryboise.com, and I'll give
Yeah.
that again. Are there photos of your place that people that are just really hot and heavy to see what your place looks like that they can look? Because when we were talking yesterday, you were telling us that the Airbnb could be like a permaculture educational experience,
Yeah,
or
that's
that
great.
somebody could just come to experience your little hobbit homes, because they're kind of like little hobbit homes. They're absolutely amazing. And like look around your property and you go, wow, you can do this on an urban in an urban setting, and then get a little curious and start asking questions. But yeah, Kel, he is all community. I met Matt, like you said, through the Echo Village probably about 10, 11 years ago, and he's all about helping people and getting his projects out there. So yep, he's thought about it.
Yeah, for
Oh,
sure.
good. That is So good. I love it. I love it. I don't know if you're, I do have a radio show too. I'm thinking I got to get this guy on my show too, so
Well,
he
I'd love
can
to. Yeah.
get that out.
I'll hook
Because
you guys
if you can,
up. Heck
yeah, if you
yeah.
can, if you can scale it, you know, there's some, you call them pocket tribes, you know, whether you call it that or communities of light. There's some in the planning that are very, I don't want to call them large, but yeah, I don't know how to say it. But there's some big ones coming down the pike, for sure along the West Coast. And if you can, you know, help out bringing your, you know, your experience, your knowledge, everything you've gone through to a, you know, a grander scale, that would be fantastic too. So I'd love to chat with you more.
I would love to chat with you too. Yeah. And if you would like to come to like visit, stay at like either in the cottage or the bungalow, and you could experience a lot of, and we can just talk and try to
That'd be great.
collaborate and whatever, or even do a Zoom or a video chat. I'd be happy to.
Yeah, that'd
Because
be
there,
great. I don't want to take, you know, the limelight here. I just wanted to, it was more just I hope you're hope I was really hoping you're wanting to help others, and that is so fantastic. That makes me happy. So good to
yeah,
meet you,
it's so.
Matt.
I will share your guys' information with each other.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's really
Awesome. Keep an
precious. Thank
on. Kelly, love you.
Love you guys.
Yeah, love you
One
too.
thing I want to say before we let Beth, our next caller from Washington State, join us. I wanted to mention that what Matt is doing, what I am involved with, what Bo and I are trying to help encourage, educate, inspire is start wherever you are. It does not require a huge investment. It requires you to have an intention to learn new ways of doing things and maybe to shed some of the distractions that we all are bombarded with in society, to spend more time creating those spaces for ourselves. And it grows by itself once you have that. So I just want to, in keeping with the name of our show today, the spiritual gardening, it requires a change in your mind, and a lot of times, most of the time, a change in your heart to
Oh.
make space to create this new world that we all want to create, whether it's in your on your balcony, in a porch, in a urban lot, or if it's on acreage, which we know lots of people who have acreage now. So with that, we'll welcome Beth to our show. Hi, Beth.
Hi, everybody.
Hi,
Congratulations
Beth.
on the first live call, live day of call. I'm honored to be one of the callers.
Oh,
Oh,
yeah.
I'm so glad you called in, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm here in sunny Seattle on my tiny little urban lot that's jam-packed every square inch full of plants.
Heck yeah. Yeah.
I don't have a specific question today because I'm getting ready to move to a huge piece of acreage, and this will be my first time to actually start planning a site from scratch. I grew up in it with
Nice.
my parents, raised a family of seven on a little urban farm. We grew all our food and preserved it and everything. So I was Bo and Vic, I haven't met you yet, but I was so excited when I knew that you were going to be doing this show because it's such a huge, important topic. So, my passion for what you're doing is deep in my bones, and I'm pre-paving all my questions because I'm taking so many notes, Matt, from all your ideas and what you've been doing because I haven't started from scratch before. And so I'm going to take a permaculture course this summer. We haven't moved to our land yet, but it's coming. And so I'm pre-paving all of the questions that I will be sending and picking all your brains. And thank you so much for creating this forum for us.
Oh, thank you.
Right on, Beth. Yeah, good luck with all of those endeavors. And I'll have to admit that I have never done a PDC situation. It's all just been me being passionate and getting after it and experimenting. And like I mentioned, failures that are teaching me so many things.
Yes.
And yeah, so
that's
it's really
the beautiful thing about working with the land and working with nature is it's just all a process, right? And I love you, just your examples of how you've learned by doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited for you and your blank canvas and exploring. Yeah, being able to be hyper intentional with it. And like, because as I do the things that I'm doing, I'm retrofitting things, and retrofitting is super difficult in comparison to being like with a beautiful vision, beautiful understanding of like earthship principles, for example, and gravity fed
exactly.
water systems and et cetera. It's like, oh, good for you.
Exactly. And yeah, we're really happy that we can take our time and learn. I'm excited actually maybe to travel out to see you and see some different examples, get ideas for building and all the different technologies. So really, I don't want to take any more time so other people can get in there, but I wanted to thank you for all of this and for everything that's coming.
Oh, you're a sweetheart. Thank you. Thank you.
For calling, Beth. I love you,
Beth.
Yeah, thank you, Beth.
And we have somebody else that wants to talk. Oh, so sorry, Beth. We
That's
have
okay.
somebody else. Bye. We have somebody
Bye-bye.
Else that wants to talk to you. It's Lauren from Virginia online too. Hi, Lauren.
Oh my goodness. Hi, Bo. Hi, Vic. Hello,
Hi.
Everyone.
Hello.
Hi. I just had to call in and Bo has been with me from the beginning on my journey of learning how to do so many things at home. And Bo, I just wanted to tell you how much I love you and how much I appreciate you and what you've taught me. Bo has taught me how to do sourdough. We went through many starters, Bo, you know what I'm talking about. She taught me how to make balm for my skin. She's taught me how, she's just taught me so many things, and I'm so grateful. And I love you, Bo. You've been talking about, you've been sharing your passion with me for so long about, you know, doing what you're doing, and it's here. You're doing it. So I just wanted to call in and tell you how much I love you and so grateful for you and so excited to see you teaming up with Vivacious Vic. the articles that you put out are amazing. I love them. They're just so rich in depth and content. And I love you. I love you so much. And I'm so grateful for what you are doing and what you all are doing on this show. And I have to, sorry, my dog's in the background because I'm getting ready to bathe him and he's in the tub really quick. He doesn't want to get a bath.
Oh, Lauren, you know how much I love you, and I'm going to have to go get a tissue because my eyes are leaking. I love you, love you, love you, and thank you for all of your support, and we'll talk soon. Yes, thank you,
absolutely.
Lauren.
I'll say this really quick. Really quick, can I just say that you can start, doesn't matter how big, how small. I'm in a townhome. I went down the street to the farm and got some herbs, some lettuce, some broccoli, and have some pots in the backyard. And when you have these things here at your house, you actually want to cook at home more. So just encouragement for people who are wondering if they should start or not.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Lauren, on that note, Bo and I have two loaves of gluten-free bread rising in the oven right now that we're going to put in the oven to bake off right after we're done.
Yeah.
So we're very involved in all this.
Yeah, and we made a kombucha SCOBY today. We actually filmed it. It's hilarious, but we're going to try and put it on our page. And we want to just keep going. You know, like you said, this has been a passion of mine and Vic's for a long time. We used to do the Gardens of Guru. Matt even came over a couple times to Vic's for that in the backyard and the yurt and pruning trees. And you know, this, thank you to BBS. Thank you, BBS. This station has afforded us a way to reach a much larger audience.
Yes.
And, you know, what Matt is talking about making resilient community, he's actually doing it in an urban house, you know, maybe as things grow, pun intended. And we're able to spread out on more acreage, and we can each have a little, you know, kind of like in like Anastasia with the Kin's Domain, and having a couple of acres of your own to grow what you need, and then you can barter and share with your friends. Anyway, I'm getting a little lost here, but thank you for calling in, Lauren. I love you so much.
Thank you. I love you guys. Bye.
Love you too.
And one more person for you, Matt. Her name's Sunshine. Hi, Miss Sunshine.
Bring on the sunshine.
Hi, Matt. Hi, Bo. Hi, Vic.
Huh?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm so excited, Matt. You did such a beautiful job on the show today. Thank you so much. And all of us gardening friends, you just preached us happy. So I am excited. I, along with Beth, am ready to come and visit and learn and grow. And I just thank you for sharing your wisdom with us. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful day. It makes you want to go out and get and play in the dirt. So I'm going to also be wanting to get some red wigglers and doing some beautiful, beautiful stuff this winter. And I'm going to learn how to insulate them and take care of them. So thank you. It's been fun listening. I will go ahead and let it go, but I just wanted to say thank you for being on Down and Dirty. It's been wonderful having you. And
so sweet.
Welcome to you. Thank you, Sunshine.
Sunshine. One more little tip on your vermiculture journey with the winters, like heavy blankets of leaves, and then I actually do a little foam pad, like maybe an old one that you're ready to toss, but that becoming another blanket over the top of it, and then a tarp over the top of that. So they're like super cocooned in.
That sounds awesome. Thank you so much. I'll write that down.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for calling.
Goodbye, Sunshine.
Bye, Sunshine.
Bye, guys.
Yeah, much love to you too.
Bye.
We're down to 7 minutes before the hour, and so we're winding down on our show, and we want to see if there's any parting words that Matt would like to give us. If there's any particular ways you would prefer to be reached, it sounds like you're going to have a few people that are really interested in visiting and talking further with you.
Can they reach you through your
homestead sanctuary boise.com webpage?
I've been a little a lot of pokers and some fires, and so me being able to be a good administrator over my website, I have failed. Like somebody showed on my porch yesterday saying, yeah, I booked your greenhouse Zen lounge on your website, and nobody has done that before. And so I'm like, wow. And so I had a jink and jive, and he was super flexible, and we've got him in a really lovely situation. But I have to be better about piloting the website. But I'm happy to give my email, and also my number is cool too.
I'm happy
to connect with
whatever you, whatever floats your boat,
whatever method of contact you, because everybody has different ways that they prefer to. So if you could share that right now, how you know, a couple different ways of people to reach you, then that's a great way to end our show.
So let's start with just the basic email, and it's urbangardengurus@gmail.com.
Would you repeat that, please?
Absolutely. Urban Garden Gurus at gmail.com. And that it could have been Urban Garden Guru, but there's so many of us, and it's like this collaborative and helping
There
each
you
other
go.
along the path. Yeah. And not that I'm a guru, but it's had a nice flow to it.
There you go. Perfect. And
Yeah.
then, did you want to give your number too? You don't need to. You mentioned it.
Let's start there, and if anybody
Okay.
wants to talk, then I'll give them my
There you
number
go.
on the email. Yeah. So I guess I would just like to share to your listeners how we see our spaces. And like when I originally stepped off on this journey, like me envisioning what this place has morphed into, I just had no idea what it would do. But just baby step, like
Yes.
our envisioning things, looking at neat people's projects, and then like working towards manifesting. Those thoughts are powerful, and then action is everything, because a thought without action is just a thought. So
Yes, that is.
to baby step towards those dreams, and as even if you have ADD like me, that you'll bounce from one thing that you as you're working towards that, you'll run into another thing, and which will synergistically benefit the next one and the next one. You'll eventually get around to the original thing that you were working on.
Yeah, sounds very familiar.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how I operate it, and it flows and it works, and I'm in this beauty flow with it where I'm not beating myself up for a
Nice.
timeline that I think it has to be upon. And if I'm in a beauty flow, my heart is in a good space. It's like a living meditation with what I'm up to. The love goes into it. The
Yes.
results, the product is always so much more precious and beautiful than me being on like with my A type personality of the past, like go, go, go. This has to be do, like old military days kind of thing. Like, no.
Well,
So
thank
it's
you so much, Matt. We're just about ready to
oh,
end, and I just wanted to say a couple things. My mantra is bloom where you're planted, and that goes right
man.
in line with baby steps. Just start. Doesn't matter what it is or where it is. Just start. And we have a quote here on the bottom of the page that we're reading off of some of our notes. We the people are taking back control of our lives by participating in our own sustainability, our own survival, our own sources of food. And it's such a reward. The rewards far outweigh any problems or obstacles you face.
Oh,
Because
yeah.
we are the creators. We are the creator beings, and nobody else is going to do it for us. That's right. Like
Oh.
Matt said in the beginning, no one's coming to save us.
Correct.
So, is there one last short thing, Matt? Because otherwise, we can go out with the song.
I was on this little journey with my mom and sisters once upon a time, and we were down in Monroe, Utah, and these really cool cats had this really neat place that it just inspired me, their rebellious spirits and community orientedness and all these crazy off the hook builds that they were doing. And I was like, and I was more fresh into this journey, but a couple of things that he said that like mantra style that has really stuck with me is like, nothing is ever perfect. Nothing is ever finished. Nothing lasts forever. Enjoy the ride.
Love it.
Love it. And with
That's
that,
beautiful. Thank you.
I think we're good.
Yeah.
I think we're done. Thank you so much, Matt. M much
Yeah.
gratitude. Thank you,
You're one.
all of our callers.
Yes, what a wonderful show.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Don. Thank you, Doug. Thank you, Thomas. Love to all.
Yeah, love
Happy.
to you. Thank you so much, ladies. I love you, and thanks for what
We'll
you're
talk
bringing to
soon.
the night. Yeah.
Happy Sunday, everybody.
Happy
Happy
Sunday.
May the fourth be with you.